Chapter 2, More Bounce, More Better? The first test of the bouncy bridge happened at sunset. Nutty had installed 4 shining springs underneath the center planks. He had added side ropes for directional optimism. He had painted a sign at the entrance that read, "Cross calmly. No panic bouncing." Papa read the sign 3 times. "I feel it is speaking directly to the bridge." Mama bounced in place. "Test time!" Mrs. Hedgehog unfolded her clipboard. "I would like the record to show that I recommended fewer springs." "And I would like the record to show," Nutty said, tightening his goggles, "that progress requires courage." Grandma muttered, "It also requires breaks, but here we are." Mama took 1 running step, then another, and landed on the middle plank. Boing! She shot upward like a fuzzy comet. Not very high, just high enough to grab a branch, swing once in surprise, and land on the far bank laughing so hard she could barely stand. "It's magnificent!" she yelled. Tony pushed his delivery cart onto the bridge. The front wheel hit the spring section. The cart bounced. Then it bounced again. Then 1 package, labeled "Eggs, Please Respectfully," launched into the air, performed a graceful spin, and landed in Papa's snack basket. Papa looked down. "Unexpected side dish." Nutty scribbled in his notebook. "Minor package buoyancy. Easy fix." Then Mayor Buttersworth insisted on an official crossing. He stepped very carefully onto the bridge with his sash, his mayor hat, and his ceremonial cane. The bridge gave 1 small polite bob, then another, then 1 medium boing that sent his hat backward onto Tony's cart and his cane forward into the creek. The mayor froze in the middle, arms pinwheeling. "I am being municipal in a very unstable manner," he cried. Grandma strode onto the bridge, planted both feet, and grabbed him by the elbow. "Stop wobbling with your whole soul," she said. She marched him off in 3 stern steps, while the bridge bounced obediently under her boots. Nutty was amazed. "How did you do that?" Grandma shrugged. "I told the bridge I wasn't in the mood." By evening, half the town loved the new bridge, and half the town hated it. Children called it the Boingy Crossing. Mrs. Hedgehog called it a lawsuit with railings. Papa called it surprisingly good for digestion. Nutty stood back and admired the springs gleaming under the planks. Yes, a few things still launched unexpectedly. Yes, the sign had needed a 2nd line reading, "No double bouncing." But he could already tell the bridge was a success. At least, it was a success right up until the market baskets arrived the next morning.